You're with SBS Radio.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Have you ever heard the saying, "I want to run away with the circus"? Well, that is exactly what Harley Mann has done. Now he has big dreams to create an Indigenous circus project into the future for emerging and existing artists. I'm Carrie Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast.
Yeah, well, I've always sort of been in and amongst the circus industry. I grew up doing it as sort of community circus in this, like as an after-school sport, you know, instead of playing rugby and things like that. Mum didn't think that that was, she was always scared that we were going to get hurt, and so she thought that this was a better option, but I don't know about that, people get hurt in the circus all the time. So... So that was kind of, I did it as a school, after school, and eventually became a part of the Blackfoot program at Circus Oz.
There is now much more of a focus to provide more space for Indigenous emerging artists to join the circus industry.
Yeah, so it's this great project that Circus Oz came up with. I can't remember when they started it, but it was with Josh Bond, and it was basically in response to the limited number of blackfellas in the circus. You know, I think before they started this program, they'd only had one or two performers in their ensemble that were Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander. And so they were like, all right, something's going wrong, we're dropping the ball somewhere. So they built this program that provided space, funding and training facilities and coaches for emerging artists of all sort of disciplines. It wasn't circus specific. It was, you know, dancers and clowns, comedians, all sorts of people. And they eventually built a show called Corked Up. I think that was 2016, maybe. And they presented that as Spiegelton, and then from there the program kept sort of building momentum, and then in the years that I did it, we ended up premiering a work called Chasing Smoke, which premiered at the Urambwe Festival about 3 or 4 years ago and has done a bit of work since then.
Chasing Smoke is an all-Indigenous circus work which was performed at the Urambwe First Nations Arts Festival in Melbourne, as Harley Mann explains.
Yeah, Chasing Smoke is all First Nations casted circus work, and it's about answering this question of who are we? What does it mean to be modern day blackfellas, First Nations people? What are our stories, you know, and using circus as a medium to articulate that in a way that was really about finding a connection with each performer, you know, telling their stories. And it was directed by Natano Fanana, who is the one of the founders of Casa Circus and has worked with Polytoxic and Breach Factory. And there, this work was still pop. It was meant to do a regional tour this year, but also COVID stuff's gotten in the way of that. But yeah, it was this really beautiful. It's weird to talk about a work that you're in because it's like, don't want to be all talking it up and then shame job. But Yeah, it was really one of those works that was authentic and representing young emerging artists and established artists in a way that was honest and cultural and just something that, yeah, the circus industry hadn't seen and was lacking.
Harley has nearly finished studying at the National Institute of Circus Arts, also known as NICA, and Harley has enjoyed his time studying the art of circus production and performance.
I've been at NICA now for, I think this is my fifth year. I'm supposed to graduate in like 3 weeks or something. It's so close, I can taste it. But it's run through Swinburne University, and it is a accredited degree, so they provide a certificate four or a bachelor's degree. I ended up doing both. And it's, yeah, 3 year bachelor degree, 1 year certificate four, where you spend a lot of your time just training and doing ab workouts and things like that, but also, yeah, learning the practices of circus, and sort of physical performance, physical theatre. We do a bit of dance and things like that as well. Yeah, and it's the main feeding school, apart from the Flying Fruit Fly Circus in Albury, near where you grew up. It's the main feeding school for sort of the industry. And yeah, hopefully in the sort of coming future, we'll be able to work with the school to sort of build some pathways and make some more space for First Nations artists and acrobats to come through here as well.
Now, as part of the Circus Oz experiment, the Circus Arts Incubator Fellowship Program has just been announced, in which recipients receive a $40,000 stipend for their work into the future in circus arts. And Harley has been lucky enough to be awarded a stipend for his work in the circus industry.
It's a great opportunity that sort of Circus Oz have started experimenting, and that's kind of really like a key word and why it's sort of framed in this way, because it really is about, you know, trying different things and making mistakes and just sort of really trying to do something different. And it has no sort of outcomes or specific things that really need to happen. It's more about, you know, just let's trial this, see what it's like. And in a lot of countries, you know, not in Australia, but in other countries where the arts are supported a little bit more consistently, and there is sort of funding for non-outcome-based work and things like that, you get this chance to experiment. So I think that's what Circus Oz are trying to provide here with the fellowship program. And for me personally, you know, I'll step straight out of school and into this program and have the opportunity to really sort of find my feet as a performer and as a creative and push some of the boundaries that I've been sort of mulling over in my time at school, and then bring them to life sort of on stage. The program is allowing me to do sort of two things. One is to work to build an organization that I founded, Najunung Circus, which is a First Nations-led physical theatre and circus company. We've presented works at Urumboy and throughout Fringes and things like that, and sort of build this organisation to a place where we can really support artists to make work and to be involved, and particularly First Nations artists to tell their stories and feel like there's a safe space for them within the circus community. And then the other thing it's going to allow me to do is sort of try and, yeah, push some creative boundaries and make some circus and some physical work that I'm really proud of. I'm sort of brainstorming a few different show ideas and things like that, and we're working on a new show of the land on which we meet. So that'll be a part of the sort of incubator program, is that creation and rehearsals for that show, and then, yeah, a little bit of this sort of creative thinking about what circus structure and creation looks like, and how we can sort of adapt it and pull on different ways of cultural thinking, cultural reasoning, and use that to help inform work.
So, what is it about creating a circus work that keeps Harley wanting to go back and work more in the industry?
Yeah, circus for me is one of those disciplines that is, I think everything is limitless because there's always more to explore, but circus really, it doesn't have sort of the structural boundaries that a lot of other really established art forms have, you know, like dance and things. And so when we make a circus work, there's, you know, there's obviously the flips and the sick tricks and all the things like that, but there's also, you know, the ability to stand up and solve a Rubik's Cube or draw a picture or do a dance. Like, there's no definition really of what circus is. It's just an acrobatic medium for telling stories, and I think that's something that is really important within our societies. And I think it's something that everyone resonates with, you know, just sitting down, having a yarn and talking about, you know, whatever you did on the weekend or something that's important to you. This ability to tell stories is something that I think is really important about art and about sort of community and culture and things like that. So circus, for me, provides that space. And also it has this really similar sort of ethos or energy to First Nations mob and community and hanging out. There's this feeling of learning and sharing and giving, and it's always kind and caring, and it's not competitive. It's not like a, you know, acrobatic sports or gymnastics where there's a winner and a loser. It's really about the community.
So, what does the future look like for circus across Australia? According to Harley Mann, he has grand visions for the future.
Big visions that will take time and a lot of help. So I think circus at the moment is on a tipping point. It's really finding its feet within the main arts sector. You know, we're seeing Cirque du Soleil, for example, is the biggest live production company in the world. Circus is finding its way onto stages in collaborations with orchestras and operas and all sorts of things like that. And it's really shifting out of this place of being in a big top and into sort of lots and lots of variety of stages. And I think, you know, big tops is very important. It's our history. It's where we come from, and it's important not to forget that and to keep supporting and presenting those works. But yeah, in terms of an art form, it's spreading out. So I think collectively as a community, now is the time to actually stand up and make a change. You know, we are a very whitewashed community of artists. There's not a lot of First Nations acrobats and performers in the industry, and I think that comes from not like a lack of willingness or space for our mob, but just, you know, resources and funding. It's an expensive art form to learn and engage with, and it takes a lot of time and really specific detailed training that you don't get to do if you don't go to a school or you don't go, you know, it's not one of those things that you can necessarily just learn by yourself. And so I think there needs to be more push from our community, from our major schools like NICA, from our major companies like Circus Oz, and creating space and opportunities for our mob to come on stage. Because when we get on stage, it's deadly. Like, you know, the stories, when Nash, you see kids flipping around out bush and things like that, you know, no fear. It's the art form that we really, I think, can resonate and strive and thrive in. And yeah, we just need the space to do it.
What advice does Harley have for any young Indigenous people wanting to join the circus or the performing arts industries?
You know, I've always had this sort of ask and challenge yourself. So for me, it's always been about always putting yourself in a room where you're probably the least knowledgeable person. And not in a sense of like undermining, you know, what you know. But I think if when you're surrounded by people that are amazing and excellent and pioneers in their field, it pushes you to strive and you learn and you grow much quicker and much more. And so I think I've always tried to find a push myself again and push myself out of my comfort zone constantly. And then the other thing is to ask for help because I don't know. For me, I've always found that when I ask for help, people help. People always want to give back and share and, you know, be a part of the next generation. And then that's how culture has worked forever. And so don't be afraid. It's not a shame job if you don't know something. It's just, you know, just ask because people will help. And that's how you find opportunities and that's how you find sort of pathways.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guest today, Harley Mann. And to listen to more of the NITV podcast or to the Our Story podcast, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's Happy program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.